Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhouseonline.com.au.
Okay, now to a self-confessed late bloomer. Maurice was a busy 33-year-old mum when she first picked up a guitar and started to learn to play from scratch, 33 years of age. A few short years later, her songs are on Christian radio stations all around the nation. She's doing gigs every fortnight. She'd do more if she didn't have 17... No, it's actually five kids aged between the ages of 7 and 17, which I think is pretty amazing. How does she do it all? Let's find out. Please welcome Maurice. You're a Blue Mountains girl, just south of Sydney. West of Sydney.
That's right.
Yep. Should know, shouldn't I? I mean, we actually are sitting in here in Sydney. Blue Mountains girl.
Mm-hmm.
Spent time in New Zealand.
Did, yep. 10 years. My parents moved to New Zealand when I think I was about 7, and they went to Bible college there, so we were only meant to go for a year, and they loved it there, and they started pastoring a church, so we stayed there 10 years.
Okay.
It's great. I really loved it.
I don't know what it is about the musical guests we've had tonight. They've all gone through New Zealand. So there's Maurice. Remember Barry Southgate went through New Zealand?
Mm.
Nairi, I don't know if we've actually got to that. Nairi also went through New Zealand. Any other New Zealanders here? No, there's one at the front, one over there, a couple, yep. Okay. They're still infiltrating the country.
Probably brought some over with me when we came back.
You probably did. Now, your family was almost like a Von Trapp family, really, wasn't it? It was really very much a musical family.
Yes, yeah. When I was growing up, both my mum and dad sang and led worship. So during their leadership stint at Bible College, we did a bit of a faith family tour. So, yeah, that was my early introduction to music. But after that, I just concentrated on piano because I had a bit of a very bad lisp that I developed when I got my big teeth. You know, when you're 7, you've got those big teeth. I've got two kids with those at the moment. So I had a lisp and I got really insecure about how I sounded. So How did it happen? Well, we recorded an album that we took on tour as a family, and I was singing a duet with my sister, and I had to say, you know, sing a certain phrase, and I just couldn't get it out without this lisp. And I just remember the whole family sort of looking at me and laughing, "Can't you do it? What's wrong with you?" And at the time, they didn't mean anything by it. They just really wanted to get a good take on it. But it went into my heart, and I just thought, I just can't do this. I could never be good enough. It's just not going to work. So.
And you were 8 years old?
Yeah. Mm. So just hid behind the piano, still loved music, but I really just concentrated on, you know, developing my piano playing. So,
You actually forgot about that experience, though, didn't you, as an eight-year-old?
Yeah.
And so you grew up not feeling
it
very confident.
It wasn't a conscious thing, yeah. I didn't sort of say to myself, right, I'm never singing again because of that. It just became easier because it was in my subconscious. That thought was always there that I wouldn't be good enough. But the actual songwriting didn't start until I had my daughter, who's over there at the moment. So she was the first baby I had. And
wave for us, please. 200 people
watching.
Tiny
little wave.
100,000 people listening to you right now.
Yeah, but I wanted to write a song for her dedication when we dedicated her. And I don't know why I'd never thought of it before, because my sister had written songs and she was doing really well. So I just thought, I'm going to write a song. And I just did it, and I thought, oh, that wasn't too bad. So,
what was it like then getting up to perform that? Because obviously,
oh, that was scary, yeah. Right. And that put me off again for another few years from doing anything, because I don't know, just took me so long to get it into my head that I did have something in me that was going to help other people and that they might actually enjoy.
So when did the lisp go? Because you don't have a lisp now. Was it just an 8, 9, 10-year-old kind of thing, or did you?
Yeah. It just sort of went by itself.
Okay. Isn't there a lesson in that? You know, just that one little experience and just that little bit of ridicule that the folks didn't mean it like that, but it was taken like that. That one little experience, you actually grew out of the experience really quickly. How many of us, I just wonder, Sheridan Voysey playing amateur psychologist, how many of us are kind of held back by those little experiences? Yeah. They've actually gone past us, haven't they?
Well, looking back, it was probably just all part of the journey. Like, God knew the whole thing, how my life would unfold the whole time anyway. So to him it wasn't a surprise. But to everybody else, they sort of would be thinking, well, why didn't you do it sooner? And how can you be doing it now and all of that? I don't know why. It's just how it's
So when did
unfolded.
It click? When did you go, okay, I can do this?
Well, it didn't happen overnight. It was a developing, growing thing. I think I wrote a few songs and through my sister met someone who was encouraging me to get it produced. So just grew from there. Happened. It really happened very sort of slowly over time.
Now, 17 children.
Five.
Five, age 7 to 17. How are you doing all this as well as being a mum of five children? I mean, are there times where you just go, okay, I can't do it, something's...
Oh, yeah, yeah. I have a lot of those days. You know, you still got to do but I don't do that much live. When we recorded this last album, I had the opportunity to come to a studio in Sydney, and I really just did one day's recording a week for about 9 months. It was like another child pregnancy, really, at the end of it, because it took that long just coming down that time. But I have never wanted to put what I'm doing with music ahead of the family, and I always knew in my heart that if God wanted it to happen, he would make a way, and he would help us keep it all in balance as best we could. So,
okay, well, you're going to sing your latest single for us in just a minute. It's called Why, Oh, Why. Is there a story behind that?
Yeah, I have those days where I wonder why God bothers with me a lot of the time. I'm sure we all do. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm sure it's not just me. Yeah, so that song came from that. I sometimes think, like, I look at my family now, they're not all believers anymore, and I sometimes try not to think about it too often, but now and then I think, what would my life be like if I didn't know Jesus at all, if he had no impact on my life? So the song came from there.
The album is called Goodbye Sadness. The single is Why Oh Why. Maurice.
Did you choose me, even knowing from where I've come? I can't imagine what you saw in me, and why, oh why, do you want my love? Before I'd even met you, you saw me. And before I got to know you, you knew me. I'm so happy that you came here. I'm so glad you won this heart. I don't know where I'd be without your love. I'm so happy that you came here. I'm so glad you went that far. I don't know. Where would I be without your love? Where would I be? Oh, where would I be? Where would I be without your love? You went that far. I don't know where I'd be without your love. Without your love, I don't know. Without your love, where would I be without your love?
Maurice. With Tim Campbell and Ali Campbell backing, wonderful stuff. Thanks so much. Absolutely wonderful.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology. To hear more from Open House, visit openhouseonline.com.au.